from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just figured out how to finger pick this song. I'll be performing it in a coffee shop soon. Will you come and watch, Limits?
I will. Joe, what if I had like a big media event, end of summer blowout party at my pool and on my back deck?
That would be great.
I've thought about that.
Could I play there?
Yeah.
You hook me up?
I would, yes. I know a guy. I think I'd be able to hook you up with the organizer of my house.
We will have a wiffle ball tournament.
We could do that.
We'll swim in your pool.
We have to find a date, but I would like to potentially do this. Yes.
My birthday, August 26th. Why wouldn't Ron
That's
ever
reveal?
Ron never revealed his birthday to anybody. Did you know that?
Yeah, I don't know why that would be. I mean, what is the negative of telling somebody your birthday? Like, you can tell them the day of your birthday, like the day of your birth. I understand if he doesn't want to say the year, to say old you are, but why not, like, Ron, your birthday is May 5th. Happy birthday.
Right. It's the only one. There's a video board back here that has every employee's birthday pops up so we can all see it and wish them happy birthday. Ron's never did. Something struck me as borderline tragic about that.
Maybe Ron was born on a leap year and he didn't want anyone to know about it. He was born on February 29th.
I'll tell you this much, though. February 29th.
He didn't think he had a birthday. He couldn't claim a birthday.
Oh, that would. What if Ron didn't even have a birthday? No, he had to have had one.
Considering he was born.
He was born, yeah. I'll never forget his last show. When he, and it's the only time I've ever seen it for any employee in this building since the station started some 14, 15 years ago, is people lined up in the hallway and clapped for Ron as he left and walked down those stairs. I get goosebumps as I say it.
It was a memorable day. It really was. Ron was very emotional that day. Very emotional.
That whole week. I still can't believe how that went down at the end. Can we play that later today? The Joe Namath call?
Yeah, I can find it. I know I have it in here somewhere.
The fact that it all came together. I have to give Pony credit for helping spur me in that direction after the showdown that Sunday night over at KDKA, mentioning, you know, you got to get these people. And I was like, yeah, you're right. You're right. I have to get a bunch of people. And then Bob Pompiani came through with some of the big name, Ben Bettis.
Yeah.
Tons of people did. Tons of people had their hand in that. But Limits, I can't tell you how many people to this day mention that they were moved by that whole week, and I think the final day in particular. It's unbelievable. More than any singular segment or interview or anything else in my time at the station anyway that involves me, nothing approaches Ron Sendoff as something that stirs people to mention it when I see him in public.
I still think about it a lot because the final segment, we're playing Sinatra. It's so emotional for Ron. And we're supposed to get Joe Green and Joe Namath as the big blowout bang. It's over. Joe Green literally was getting off the plane in Vegas for the Super Bowl.
He was at baggage claim.
And he was trying to connect with us. Like, I kept calling him and calling him and calling him and was getting nothing. And it looked like I could see the disappointment on your face. I was disappointed because Joe Namath would not answer the phone calls that we kept calling
him. Joe Namath was the big one because he's Ron's hero. And people have mentioned to me, did you script that? You know, did you script that final call from Joe Namath? Because I was in a panic on the air.
Yeah. You told Ron we were supposed to have him.
We were supposed to have him. I never would have.
But we can't.
And then at the last second he called in, like, did you script that? God, no.
No. No, we did not.
The truth of the matter is that I don't remember where his number actually came from, but I finally got a hold of him. I was at Vittmeyer's driving range the night before, and I got a call back, pick up the phone, it's Joe Namath. And the last thing he said to me was, my memory's still good, but just in case, remind me tomorrow at, like, you know, whatever, 1:30. He was supposed to come on at like 1:45. And that ending there caused me great concern.
Yes.
Because I'm like, all right, it's taken this much to get a hold of him. Are we going to be able to get a hold of him to give him the reminder to come on the show?
I sent him a reminder text. I was like, hi, Joe. We're great to have. Really excited to have you on with Ron at this time. And I called him specifically at that time. And then when I never got a text back, I called him about 20 minutes before he was supposed to come on. No answer. Called another time. No answer. And then started calling at the time we were supposed to have him on and got nothing. I eventually left a message and gave the callback number.
Right.
He did not call that number. He called the regular phone call-in number, the 412-928-9370
number. How did he get that? You said you got a call from some relative of his saying, I'll get him?
Yes, saying that you should have Joe Namath on the show. And I was like, yeah, we're already, you know, we have that in the works. And he was like, he was somehow related to him. I can't remember how. And he said, all right, like, I'll remind him. And then whenever you said we were trying to get Joe Namath on, he texted in.
The guy. Yeah.
And said, I will reach out to Namath.
Why did you think to pick up? People don't realize what a miracle this was.
Yes.
That he called in on the regular fan line instead of the guest line. What made you pick up the fan line when we were winding down the show like that?
And so many people were calling in on those lines that wanted to try to talk to Ron and give their thanks for him.
Why did you pick up?
I called the number so many times that as soon as it popped up, I recognized it right away. And I went, oh, bleep.
That's a
He's
gigantic.
Actually calling.
I never knew this whole story till now because it ended in such a rush of emotion and everything that we never really hashed this out. That was an incredible under pressure move by you.
It was huge. Yeah, it was big time. I mean, that is one of, because I was still part-time at that time doing the show and no idea what was going to happen. That I think that show was
normally
that show was
somebody
big.
Would have said thank you in that situation, but go ahead.
Oh, I did. I thanked everyone
to me for saying that was an incredible thing, and you said yes, it was.
Thank you very much, Joe.
It was great.
I mean,
it was.
We've talked about this before. It was.
I know. Not in this great of detail we have.
It was huge to be able to just see it pop up, and it was just kind of on instinct to look because I just had my eyes glued to
and
the
then
call
what
screener.
Happened?
So I immediately picked it up and was like, Joe, you know, how are you? Let's put you on and get you on with Ron. And then
so you knew you just said Joe like that? Or did you say, is this Joe Namath?
Pretty much, yes. Because
I
recognized the number. I said, 93.7 The Fan, Joe, are you there? And he was like, yeah, I'm here.
What a miracle that was.
Talk to him for probably 30 seconds to a minute, just how cool it was to talk to him because you were still in mid-conversation with Ron. And then somehow, some way, I found a perfect time to just butt in when you said, Ron, we tried to get Joe Namath, but no, we won't. And then I said, you know what? Yes, we will, Joe. Here he is. Put him on, and Ron started just being overcome with emotion.
Do you have that call right now? I feel like we're going to lose the moment if we try to explain all this later in the show. You know what I mean?
Right.
We have the Noah Constrictor.
You're going to have to. You're going to have to give me just a second
here,
Joe.
I can indulge you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh my God. There were so many opportunities for that yesterday, and Sean Myers didn't have the drop.
Did he not know about the Paul pause?
It was very sad. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19 Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Wait a second, is this Wednesday? What day is this?
Wednesday.
Where's the general?
The general's on hold.
Why didn't you tell me? No, he's not. He's at hold. He is?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
I don't know. You always just know that the general's on hold.
Never assume that I know anything. I'm all over the place.
I'm sorry for assuming that I thought you knew.
I'm sorry for saying that you should have known that I thought I knew.
That's okay.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
I know.
Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevy. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 82 today with cloudy skies. Do you have the Namath call?
I do.
Let's bring on the general, because Ron and him had a nice relationship, albeit a brief one. General, how are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. It is a miracle you got a hold of Namath.
It really is. I mean... I can't believe that city limits on a day like that. I was nervous. I can't imagine how limits felt. You know, that was like getting put into to a Super Bowl in the final minute, and this guy kicked the winning field goal. Our little 140-pound friend.
I have it whenever you're ready.
I'll throw to it when appropriate. we're having a passive aggressive fest now.
No, I was just making sure that you knew, because I had to download it. Make sure it was ready.
I know. Thank you, City Limits.
Thank you, Joe. And thank you, Jeff.
And thank you for saying
that. Oh, yes.
Thank you to Jeff and to me. How are you, General?
Fantastic. Appreciate you having me on.
I'm glad that you're on for this moment. After all the lead-up, this is what happened when we finally... And the show, it was really past time Not that that ever stops me. But it was past time. We had to go. It was time to say goodbye to Ron. Tears are beginning to flow all around Western Pennsylvania, including standing right across from me, Ron Cook, when, to make for the perfect ending to his career, his childhood hero actually called the show. And I said, I want to finish this with Namath. And
guess what, Joe?
No. And we're going to finish.
We are.
Oh, we're going to finish it with Joe with Namath. Broadway Joe from beginning to end. Joe, how are you? Talk to Ron Cook.
Hey, Ron, it's Beaver Valley, Ron and Joe. Beaver Falls.
Yes, sir, Joe. I'm a Beaver Falls boy and proud of it, just like you.
Well, thanks for having me on, you guys.
I appreciate you calling, man. We were just talking about how it's always a thrill to talk to you.
Well, I wish more people felt that way.
I think they all feel that way, Joe. You know, how's your health? How are you doing? You okay?
Yes. It's not a perfect world, but the family's healthy. You know, the grandchildren. My brother Frank moved on a couple of weeks ago. We'll be meeting up in not too distant future. But, I'm doing well enough. Thank you.
Well,
and we had a chance to continue that chat for a couple minutes. What a moment, really. It really was the just perfect. Anyway, General, I'm glad you were here to hear that. And let's get to the card of the week. What's your guess, Limits?
I'm going to say Patrick Queen.
I like that guess a lot. I'm going to say Sidney Crosby on his birthday.
Happy birthday, Sid. Will the contract come today?
What do you got, General?
Nice. All good guesses. We're going outside of Pittsburgh this week, though. Anybody paying attention to Aaron Judge? 322, 41, and 103. And I don't know how you do that in obscurity in New York City, but now I feel like we need to add a Sidney Crosby card and a Joe Namath card to the bounty. Ooh, this week.
I like that a lot.
So we're going to make it a 3-for-1. I have a 2013 Bowman Aaron Judge. He was a mountain of a man then, not even close to what he is now. But 11 years ago, we have his rookie card for the listeners. And also we'll add a Sid card and a Namath.
This has become downright incrinculent. Sidney Crosby with Aaron Judge and Joe Namath. What a trio.
How about one extra Ron story? I must have had 500 people come in the week after he left to tell me how much they're going to miss him.
Wow.
So it was impactful. Cleared out the baseball card castle.
Why didn't we make a commemorative card for Ron?
We should do that.
A Ron card.
Well, there was a Ron Cook pitcher for the Houston Astros, then, and the General gave Ron that card, right, General?
Yeah, he had a 1971 and a 1972.
And you are right across from Ron's favorite restaurant, correct?
Exactly right.
Which I think he still goes to, by the way. I think
he loved Domenico's.
Domenico's. He secretly flies in and goes there. I'm convinced of it. General, thank you, sir.
Have a good week. See you guys.
See you, buddy. That is quite a trio of cards of the week there. Listen to this show every Wednesday. To hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest, run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Up next, Noah Hyles, the Noah Constrictor, talking about events last night at PNC Park. And we continue to be on Aiyuk watch here, which is where we let off the show. Are they back at the goal line, to borrow Pony's parlance? And when will they call a better play this time? Can we get Arthur Smith to call the play this time? We'll give you updates, and hopefully they'll get it done as the show moves along here.
Joe, can I play you one final clip of Ron as we lead into the break?
I would love it.
The universe.
Here's the creation of the universe. I'm out here. It's a void. Let me tell you, folks, we've got nothingness. Just a void. Oh, wait a minute. It appears that something large has exploded. Where once there was nothing, now there is form.
All right, question two.
I'd like to thank my good friends at Domenico's for sponsoring this big bang.
May I introduce you to tonight's dessert special, tiramisu. We're also having a wine special, Chardonnay. She'll be appearing at Crickets after the show.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.